What is up, everybody? Welcome to Tough to Lose USA, your source for all things Everton American style. Coming to you, recorded from Winston-Salem, North Carolina. It is me, Jerry Gibson, and joining me today is just somebody who's been here before and somebody who's kind of I feel like most American Evertonians know this guy at this point. He's just, yeah, I mean, really? Everybody's like, oh, you know Tony, right? Oh, yeah, Tony, yeah. It's like, Tony, this guy's like the name to drop. It's fantastic, but also just, frankly, the work that he's been doing with the EFC Fans Forum. And of course, he's like, you know, a lot of people know him as one of the head people of the Chicago Evertonians, one of the main brain folk of that group. So EFC Fans Forum, Chicago Evertonians, we have Tony Sampson joining us today. Everybody, big round of applause for Tony. Thank you, Tony.
Hi, Jerry. How you doing? Well, thanks for inviting me back. I'm glad that you. I'm glad I didn't make a disgrace of myself last time, and you've allowed me to come back. It's good to see you again, mate.
It's good to see you too, man. I feel like we touch base every once in a while via text and via message and everything, and it's just cool to actually see your face every once in a while. It's kind of do the actual catch up and not have to pack it on into a text, you know.
It's got a little bit rounder, I think, since last time I saw you. I don't think lockdown's been good to me in that respect.
I don't know if lockdown was good to anybody, man. It's right. Everybody's like, you know, oh, gotta work out now. Warmer weather's heading up. Let's do it. You know. So there's just so much to talk to you about to wedge in. I feel like this is like we have to like shoehorn all of this in to this intro segment with Tony. Everybody, if you're unaware, Tony is, aren't you the first American member of the EFC Fans Forum, or was it just international member?
I was one of the first. So there was two.
One of the first, yeah. There was two.
There was myself and Joe O'Reilly, who was chair of the Irish Toffees.
Irish.
Joined at the same time, yeah.
I was going based on memory there. So I was like so close to being right. Just can't depend on it anymore, Tony.
You need some researches.
Yes. I've got an 8-year-old and a 5-year-old, and the 8-year-old can barely work the internet. Let's do this. So anyway, there's so much happening, and a lot of it is getting all over Twitter, all over social media. I would say that right now, and I can't even say there's one thing that's bigger than the other right now. That's what's so cool right now. And I didn't know where to start. So when I was writing this stuff down, I went with the first thing that came to my brain, which was something we mentioned last week's program, which is all of the fan accounts have been saying, hey now, April 17th, leave it free. Hey now, you know, and it was all this, like, I called it the Top Gun handshake between everybody. It was very, and lo and behold, there's an event happening this Saturday, April 17th. Can you please give us some enlightened description of that event?
I can. And I'm glad you saw all the teaser activity from all the clubs. They have so much fun doing that. You know, there's texts going backwards and forwards about who's going to do something next and why haven't you included this group? And it's good to build the connections. So yeah, Everton USA Live happens on Saturday, kicks off at 11 a.m. Eastern time. So wherever you are in the States, you can work backwards or forwards from that. So it isn't too much of an unhealthy hour for those that are on the West Coast, which is nice. So they don't have to, it's not a 4 a.m. rise to watch Everton. So yeah, it's really exciting, and it's come about as a result of sort of ongoing conversations with the club, members of the North American supporters community. They've got together and suggested some ideas. We've talked before, haven't we, about how great it'd be to have have everyone together in one place to celebrate, maybe have a couple of cold drinks and talk all things Everton. And you know, I think the club obviously were keen to try and do that pre-COVID. You know, we've talked about them coming out to do a pre-season tour, which I think would have been the perfect opportunity to have an event like that. Anyway, there's a group of about 45 supporter group leads that have got a regular connection through a WhatsApp group, and you know, as well as moaning about what's going on the pitch, We also sort of shared ideas on things that, you know, that we could do and sort of learn from. And one of the ideas that came from that was, look, you know, we keep talking about this Toffee Fest and getting together, you know, can we make it a reality? So we sort of threw around a few ideas. We put together a little working group, you know, from a number of different groups. So and Jeff Woolner, who you know from the Cincy Toffees.
Guy. Such a nice
game on that. Paul Brown from San Diego Toffees, Bridget Bryson from the Atlanta Evertonians, Jake Altman from Cleveland, who I think you all know as well. So formed a little group there, and then sort of, you know, got some feedback from the broader group and put a little proposal together. And then, you know, we realized as the pandemic was rolling out that the chances of us physically doing something were pretty slim. So we sort of changed track a little bit and said, well, look, you know, everybody's life is controlled by Zoom and Teams and, you know, WebEx and everything else. So maybe we could just do something that's, you know, more of an online format. Yeah. Took that to the club. And said, look, you know, what do you think about this as an idea with maybe, you know, some suggestions and what some of the content might be? And you know, delighted to say that the club embraced it and said, yeah, this would be brilliant. Obviously, the club has been evolving its own sort of the next phase of its international strategy. And I'm sure we'll get onto that in a minute. So I think, you know, there was a common interest to try and do something. And that's how it's evolved. And it's actually moved quite quickly. I think, you know, we sort of started talking about it at the back end of last year, but in terms of, you know, when we said let's do something virtual, it's happened, you know, sort of really quickly. So yeah, so it's primarily targeted at the North American sort of Everton community. That's the main target. You can sign in by going on to the Everton USA Twitter handle as a registration there, or on the Everton FC main website. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be a really fun day. There's going to be five, maybe more hours of content starting, as I say, from 11 a.m. Eastern. You know, it's going to be a chance to, you know, have interaction and Q&A with the likes of, you know, Tim Howard, Decoure, a certain Mr. Brands has been confirmed. He's going to be live as well. So we'll be able to ask him about all the summer transfer targets and some of the rumours about today. So, you know, there'll be that. I think the club's got a few other guests lined up as well. There's going to be actually a bit where the club has invited in the supporter group leads to have a little bit of a brainstorm on, you know, what do you need to move forward? You know, how can we help you? You know, what resources might you need? And also for some of the newer members to learn, you know, how some of the other clubs have, you know, put on events and grown their membership and what have you, which is really good. Again, another nice example of, you know, how the club wants to embrace the views of us lot. And there's going to be a bit of fun as well. There's a quiz. There's going to be loads of cool prizes up for grabs, and you can, you know, either enter, I think, as a supporter club or as a, you know, as an individual supporter. I think there'll be a raffle alongside that that'll raise a little bit of money for Everton in the community. So I think it's brilliant. I think it's a really, you know, good opportunity for people to get engaged, whether, you know, you've been a Blue for a long time or whether, you know, whether you're new to it as well. I think, you know, one of the other things is, we've talked about Dr. David France and Darren Griffiths and Rob Sawyer have been writing this Toffee Soccer book. Mm-hmm. So I think we're going to hear a little bit more about that as well. And what that means and the sort of ties between North America and Everton. So look, Jerry, I hope this now is the start of an annual fan festival that brings us all together. Hopefully next year it will be, you know, in person. You know, there's no better way to start is that by sort of having something that everybody can access. I think the content's going to be available after the event as well. I think the club's going to sort of try and share that on different platforms. So if you can't make it, then, you know, you should be able to access it. But, you know, it'd be great if everybody could be part of the first ever sort of, you know, we quite like the idea of Toffee Fest, but we'll go with Everton USA Live.
You know, Tony, I could probably get you another 20 alternative names for said event. Absolutely none of them would be worth mentioning again in any context. So yeah, I'm a huge fan of just spitballing. I'm like Toffee Stock, Yeah, let's do this. I can't help it. I'm so excited about it though. Just the whole concept is brilliant. I have some questions though. I think my main question. Mm-hmm. So this is something that, and I don't know, there may not be no one else like me, Tony, but
I've heard that.
but I swear it's a serious question. I swear to God, this is serious. I genuinely did not lead in like that at all.
Yeah, I didn't mean to be so flippant.
No, it's cool. You should have assumed. So I have a little bit of like social anxiety. Okay. And to be honest with you, like doing this show has really helped me kind of work on that and everything. But I haven't done a lot of like these type of events. Yeah. I don't know a lot about them. I have a little bit of anxiety about doing that because I don't fully understand how it works. I don't know how the participation would work. Is it a kind of thing where you could literally just log in and you don't have to have any video or sound on your own and you can just listen and watch? Or is it kind of how does participation work?
Yeah.
I guess lots of stuff. Just help me answer these questions so that, you know, so I get it, I guess.
Sure. Yeah, no worries. So look, the content's going to be a mixture of sort of some pre-recorded content and some live content. So I think, you know, what I've just mentioned around Tim and Marcel Brands and Dakura, I think they're going to be live segments, potentially with a few others. And in terms of getting involved in that, when you register on the site, that will, you know, I think, I'm not sure what the numbers are looking like, but, you know, that allows you then to register for those sessions. So you will, in effect, then, you know, you'll get an approval and you will then be able to be on part of the fan wall. Yeah. Or a certain number will be anyway initially, and it'd be like this discussion now. So I actually attended an event that the club did with Sligo Rovers last week. So as part of their international expansion program, cool. They've got this strategic partnership with Sligo Rovers, who, you know, there's strong links there when Dixie Dean played for them, and obviously Seamus, you know, famously bought him for 60 grand from Sligo. So the club's got a partnership there. So they did an event actually there, and it was fantastic. You know, Darren Griffiths was in the studio. There was a fan wall. You know, I don't know if you've seen it. Like, I see these fan walls all the time, largely because my son's obsessed with WWE. That's his second obsession after Everton. And then you see, you know, all these faces. So, you know, clearly it'll be great if people can, you know, the people getting involved can see as many other Blues as you can. Right. But, you know, you'll be able to turn your screen off, I think, or, you know, not look at it, or put a mask on, or maybe put a curtain across if you want to. So, and it'll be a very friendly environment as well. So, cool.
I was going to say, every time I've been like worried about this kind of stuff when it comes to like Everton and Evertonians, the odd discomfort and like worry and anxiety is squashed really quickly. It's just building it up ahead of time. That's just tough for me.
Yeah, just gets you worked up a little bit. I think there's a chance to submit pre-submit questions as well. So again, if maybe you can't be there, or you know, you struggle with the formats or whatever, then you know, you can do that. But I don't know, have you done any of the Fan Friday events that the club's been doing over the course of the last few months?
I've not.
So yeah, so this is something that came through the fans forum. You know, one of the guys on the fans forum, Dave Witcherly, had been approached by a number of fans to say that, you know, they were missing the game and interaction so much, particularly away games, actually.
Yeah.
You know, because that's quite a core, hardcore, you know, very familiar group. You know, lots of them know each other. They travel together. And actually, you know, he got a bit of feedback from some of the fans that, you know, because they weren't able to go to the match, it was actually impacting their mental health.
Yeah.
You know, obviously, negatively. So, you know, we fed that back to the club and they said, well, look, let's think of a way in which we can at least try and get people together. So they've done that. They've done quite a few now where on a Friday, there's an hour's chat with an Everton legend or an Everton player and a group of people that register, you know, just fans. And they've been from all over the world as well. There's been people from America, Norway, Sweden, Ireland, and it is a really welcome and relaxed environment. You know, there's sort of, you know, anything goes, and it's facilitated really well by Darren Griffiths, who's obviously used to these things. So look, I would, you know, if you're a little bit anxious, I think I'd tell you it'll be a calming and relaxing and welcoming environment. So look, it's the Everton family, isn't it? So you'll be fine, mate.
Yeah, that's that kind of the that's I always get, you know, whenever I have a new guest on, you know, you get a little anxious, you know, you're like, oh, it's the first time I'm meeting this person. Oh gosh, you know, and it's you know, I have that social anxiety thing, and it's one of those things where, you know, at times I've had trouble with crowds. Gosh, when I was growing up, I had trouble ordering pizza on the phone. Like, cause I had to sort of like rehearse it. And then when they asked me extra questions, I'd kind of freeze up. It was really weird, you know? But later on, it's like, I found out, oh, more people have this, and it's, you know, it's all right, you know, So when I hear about stuff like this, it's so exciting. And I'm thinking, gosh, I probably met a decent amount of people that are actually going to be at this thing, you know, and it's really cool. But then there's that whole like, oh, I've never done this kind of, you know, the closest thing to this has been my, you know, doing the show or like meetings at work, you know. And plus I thought, well, maybe there's somebody out there who has similar stuff. I don't know.
So, well, there will be one. There will be. So, you know, I hope you feel able to, you know, to get involved. It'll be a great channel.
Yeah, you're so good at like taking the edge off stuff too, man. You're just like, oh man, it's fine. You know, it's like your description is like an internet hug. You know, you're like, hey, it's all right, man.
Found me new vocation. On the people that do that, there must be an agency that just, you know, has people, famous people doing virtual hugs or something. There must be.
I'm just saying, you know, people are kind of worried about coming somewhere. They have Tony Sampson describe the event to them, reassure them, virtual hug. Just saying, this is a new thing.
Just send them to sleep. That'll sort out any anxiety they've got.
I'm telling you, this is a new income. All right, this is new income source, my friend. So that's going to be April 17th, this Saturday, 11 a.m. Eastern time. And also keep an eye out for the Fan Fridays that the club's doing as well. I'll keep an eye out for that because I wasn't aware of those. Very cool. So let's move on to the next subject. Looking at your snazzy Chicago Evertonians Hummel pullover there. Yeah, it's really nice. All right, so
on brand.
Yeah, I mean it's on point, man. So can you talk a little bit about Hummel and this whole North American Toffees, you know, experience and everything? Because we've talked about it some on the show, but I feel like you knew a decent amount about all the goings on for a while. So kind of give me a little idea about Hummel. And I mean, they seem like they're really diving in to Everton and in Everton, like the USA Evertonians.
I know. No, they are. And they don't, a ton of sponsors as well. Did you see the stuff that Dulux did about Spurs today?
Yes, I did. I absolutely did see that.
So so Hummel certainly on in that territory, are they, so far? So it's good. No, they've been brilliant. They've been very, very receptive. And Jenny, this is another example of, I think, of an idea that comes out of the supporter community. Mm-hmm. So I think we've talked before, I think when I first came on last time, that one of the things that, you know, had been raised with me on the fans forum was the lack of opportunity to get your hands on Everton merch, particularly in North America, internationally. So, mm-hmm. you know, we've been making a nuisance of ourselves with the club for the last 12 months, sort of trying to get some sort of movement on that. And, you know, they've told us that they're sort of trying to work on that with, you know, Fanatics and some of the other partners. So, you know, that's sort of been the backdrop to it. And, you know, we've been sort of trying to edge that one along if we can. But then a few of us saw that a few of the other groups around the world, so the Emerald Island supporters group out of Dublin and Tommy Lowe in Singapore, you know, they were showing off and selling, you know, Hummel gear with their, you know, their badge and selling hats and badges and all the rest of it. So it just prompted a bit of a conversation within the group. And then we just sort of said, you know, maybe we could try and do something as a collective and see if, you know, they'd be interested, given like the network out here. You know, I think there's now 45 supporter group leads in our little sort of WhatsApp group network. You know, wouldn't it be great if we could, you know, maybe see if they do something for, you know, the supporters group. So right. We just approached them. We just said, hiya. You know, we're the Everton supporters group network. And, you know, do you fancy listening to this idea? And sort of, literally they were like, yeah, let's set up a call tomorrow. Let's have a conversation. We did that. We sort of learnt a little bit more about sort of what their approach was and the club, and straight away we were like talking about sort of that community feel, that family feel. Home of USA's approaches. You might know this because you know your kids play soccer, but you know their approach is very much at the sort of community level. So their markets are at their sort of right. community-based clubs, as well as some of the other, you know, sort of semi and professional clubs, but you know, so they understand the importance of sort of getting out there and getting the brand out there. So that led on to another conversation. And before you know it, we're like sort of, you know, sending logos over to them and saying, you know, how are we going to do this and what's the best vehicle to do it and what have you. And then, you know, they put a website together and sort of, you know, splashed out for all there. We chose, you know, an initial range to get out there. So there's a few tees and a zip up like this and a few hoodies and what have you.
It's nice stuff. It's nice stuff. I've checked it out and I've requested stuff for various gift times. Haven't got it yet. Still working on it, but it's really nice.
Breaking news. There might be some new items coming soon. So, don't bank it all on everything that's there now. So, but yeah, the other great thing as well about it, Jerry, was, you know, we, there's obviously a big connection as well within the US supporter community, just about sort of giving back. So we had a conversation about, you know, is there any way we could sort of try and divert some of the resources to a charity, whatever. Obviously EITC was the one that came and we all sort of agreed on. So 10% of all the sales goes to EITC as well, which is another nice sort of little knock on. Hummel then on top of that said, well, if you sell, you know, X number of pieces as well, we'll throw in another grand as well to that. So look, it's a big win. We obviously spoke to the club about it. You know, were they comfortable with that? They supported us. You know, they sort of helped us promote it and pushed it out to the supporters group. So it's going really well. I mean, I think there's not a day goes by where someone hasn't got, you know, another T-shirt or whatever. And there's some brilliant badges out there. Have you seen some of the logos?
Yes, there are. Yes.
There's some quality logos out there.
I was about to ask you which ones stand up for you, but I didn't want to sit there and accidentally, like, you know, it'd be like, oh, you forgot these others because there's like so many of them.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll no comment that one. Chicago is my favorite.
I knew it. I knew you would do that.
No, do you know what? I've got a real soft spot for the New York one. You know, it's the old sort of Statue of Liberty. I've got a real soft spot for that one. I like that one. It's quite unique.
Tony, you actually answered. Wow.
I know.
I didn't see that coming. I'm being shocked left and right. Everybody check out which website? How can people, I've given this before, but right now I don't have it listed.
Yeah, it's on the actual distributor that it's done through is soccer.com.
Soccer.com, that's what it is.
You go on to soccer.com/Everton, all in lowercase, and then you'll get to a landing page there and you'll see all of the different stores for each of the supporters groups. And there's about to be, I think there's 34, 35 on there now, but I know that there's another maybe five that are about to land as well. So, you know, it'll be over 40 soon. So yeah, it's great.
Yeah, that's
great. We can keep spreading the word.
Yeah. Oh yeah, definitely. I had actually, it had been a little bit since I've been to it, but I was like, oh yeah, soccer.com. I'm on there repeatedly for my kids. So yeah, that's,
next time you're on the show, we'll have to see see if any of those gifts has come through and see what you got on.
That would be, hey, all right. Text my wife from the other room right now. All right, so next. Subject number three for the introduction. Recently, Tony, you made a little trip into the southeast of the United States. Came very close to my area. Matter of fact, you were in North and South Carolina, right? At different times.
I was.
And you were able to get to an event I really wanted to go to in, was it Greenville, South Carolina?
Yeah. It was.
It looked so fun. Talk to us about that.
It was great. Yeah, it was good. Yeah. So we managed to escape over spring break and did something that's a bit alien to Brits, actually. You know, I mean, if we're in a car, I mean, I used to go to the match when I was back home. I lived in Maidenhead, which was in sort of the southeast. It used to take me 3 hours to get there. And that was like, it felt like a long haul. Sat in the car for 3 hours. What are the kids going to do? You know, that's like, Theresa will there. But, you know, like you Americans, you just sort of, there's like, you don't even flinch, do you, if like sitting in the car for 16 hours?
I'll tell you, I do. I legit flinch.
Oh, yeah, really?
Yes. I don't do a lot of that. Now, the only time I've done that, we had to like Disney World when I was little in the family van. And that, don't want to do that a whole lot more.
Yeah. So yeah, we decided to try and escape there for a few days. So yeah, we were heading sort of south to South Carolina, mm-hmm. Hopefully for a bit of warmth and a bit of sun. And then we went through North Carolina and it happened to coincide with the City FA Cup game.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just by chance, the Carolina Toffees seem to be having a little bit of a get together. You know, so we went with our masks and, to say it was planned in my head would be absolutely true. But I must admit, I didn't really let on to my wife and my boys until, you know, we were saying, well, what are we going to do tomorrow? Because we had a bit of spare time. I was like, oh, we need to find somewhere to watch the match, don't we? Hang on.
Look at that.
Wynn and Cam from the Carolina Toffees are texting me, you know, they're getting together, you know, maybe we could join them. So we managed to do that. And they found me out when I pulled out three sort of Chicago Evertonian scarves to give them. They realised that it was planned all the way. But it was really good. And we pulled up. And, you know, it was open. There's the Yeehaw Brewery there in Greenville, a massive, huge sort of, you know, jumbo screen. And what struck me as we pulled up, there was just a sea of blue. Mm-hmm. It was amazing to be in another part of the US and just see, you know, more of our own. We met up with Cam. Again, I think you've had Cam on the show, haven't you, Cam?
Mm-hmm. Had him a few times,
Cameron, Gwyn Thompson, Brock, and you know, plenty of the other crew there, and it was great. It was open air, it was up tech, and you know, we had a couple of beers and you know, watched the game. Obviously, the game didn't turn out as we all wanted, but it was great, and they were actually using it as a way of sort of trying to recruit people as well. So you know, Gwyn's got a massive Mad Dog and Englishman's flag that was sort of out at the back, and they said a few words to this sort of open bar and what have you, and were sort of, you know, plugging away about, you know, what great it was to be an Evertonian and what have you. So yeah, they had a raffle and all that sort of stuff and a draw. So yeah, it was really good. It was really nice to sort of be in another part of the country and know that you can, you know, you can do that. And I think that's what I'm loving that about being out here is just that connection. We talked about it before, the connection with the different groups. And there isn't a day go by where I don't get another piece of merch through from somebody. Yesterday, I got something from AJ in the Baltimore Toffees, you know, sent me a scarf and stuff. So it's good. It's good. You know, we're all helping each other out.
So engagement, I mean, the engagement when you're looking at the communication with these events, I mean, I can't get over the communication between the different supporter groups. It's pretty fantastic, you know. And the fact that y'all can keep a secret that efficiently and then sit there and, like, I don't know, all the behind the scenes texting and everything. The communication is strong and it's not easy. It's one of the hardest things is to get together on something, to get everybody together on something and everybody on board. It's really
no, it is, man. But everyone's pulling the right way. So that, you know, that,
yeah,
that always helps. And it's hard on WhatsApp, you know, because, you know, you're sort of, you know, we'll try and get everybody sorted on, you know, on when we're going to do something or whatever. And then someone will post a picture of, you know, a dog with an Everton bandana or, you know, a complaint about, you know, DCL missing chances. And then it's lost. And then you're like, okay, guys, we're trying to plan. Yeah. But it's good. But yeah, it is. I mean, again, I think it, you know, speaks to the strength of the, you know, the connections between people that we're, you know, we're all pulling there. And obviously I think, you know, the news today, you know, that the club's announced around its next phase of the international strategy, again, has just got sort of people even more excited. And I think, you know, I think there's now even more opportunity to build on what's been happening.
Tony, look at your segue. Look at that. Look at that. It's seamless. You know what I mean? It's seamless. Just, wow, my God. No, it's literally, that's the next subject, obviously. The new international growth strategy, specifically U.S. strategy with, you know, with Jurgen Meinke being brought into the fold, Pulse Sports and Entertainment. I guess talk to everybody, give everybody a sense of what exactly this means, because I saw some really – I saw some really cool stuff in the story on the Everton website on this.
Yeah. Well, I mean, as we've talked about before, you know, I think the club's been working on its international strategy for a couple of years now. So, you know, and I think people have been aware of, you know, the affiliate program that it's had in the few partnerships in Columbus. There's another one. I can't remember. Where's the other one? Florida. You know, so they've had that running, you know, for a while. Obviously, you know, they appointed Tim as the ambassador. They've been invested in sort of the supporters group community. So, you know, and again, I think, you know, everything sort of was put on fast forward, wasn't it, when we signed Hammers.
Right.
We saw all the activations in Times Square and, you know, in Bogota and other parts of the world. So I think
Miami again, right?
Miami again, yeah. Exactly. It was on the boat, wasn't it? On the beach there. So I think, you know, that was the point at which things start to accelerate and where the club started to announce a little bit more around its intent, particularly on, you know, having a US base. So, you know, we'll have a US HQ and sort of drive that, you know, that growth strategy as well. So this is like the next phase of, you know, of that plan, if you like. And, you know, they've now got a dedicated international sort of team within the club that, you know, is drawn from different parts of the organization. It's working alongside, you know, the commercial team, the marketing team, the communications team, the fan engagement team. I'll never let them forget about the fan engagement. And then, you know, I think it's also going to be, you know, hiring some specific business development resource as well. And then I think the appointment of, you know, Jurgen Meinke, you know, I think with his insight and background, he was the former, I think he was the chief business officer for Inter Miami. So I think he's probably used to sort of trying to build something.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, so I think that's a, you know, that's a big win. And he's been in and around, you know, soccer for a, you know, for a long, long time. I think he's on the committee for CONCACAF as well. You know, he understands the market. He's obviously, you know, understands South America as well. So I think, you know, with his insight adding to, you know, the club's focus, and then that sort of, you know, bringing a renewed focus on it. So what they've announced today is, you know, a number of things specifically around North America. So they're going to expand the affiliate program, I think, over the course of the next period. They've been doing that even through the lockdown, obviously electronically, but I think they're going to, you know, launch it in a number of different with a number of different clubs at different levels. So from sort of grassroots to, you know, sort of more professional levels.
Nice.
So that's good. The other thing that's dead exciting, and we should be all over this, me and you, is they are, although I'm not sure it's within your neck of the woods, but they are going to be launching soccer schools right across 15 states, mainly in the Midwest and Northeast. So won't quite.
You know what? If we have to go to the Northeast or the Midwest to make this happen, you know what I mean?
Just do it. I think you should tell them that, or maybe just trial a little pilot one where you are. So yeah, that's doing that. And I think the intention there is you know, obviously some of that will be dependent on where things are with COVID, but you know, I think they are looking to expand that in time across, you know, across the rest of the country. So they're working with a company that's sort of done this over here. I'm not overly familiar with them, but it's a group called Community Athletic Solutions. So they've been sort of building these soccer schools. So I think that's great, because you know, you know this from, you know, from your kids. I think that community element, and also, you know, if we can help the younger soccer fans understand what Everton's all about, and maybe encourage them to support this great club, then, you know, doing that through the soccer schools would be another, you know, another great way. So that's really good. And then obviously, sort of, you know, Jürgen's appointment is. Mm-hmm. You know, we're sort of overseeing all this to sort of try and drive that growth. So very, very exciting. The event is obviously another key element of that. So look, I think it feels like a good time to be a Blue in North America at the moment, doesn't it?
It really is. I can't get over this.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like I said, yeah, the amount of things that we have to talk about in this intro segment right now, Tony, is it's just so much like good news.
Yeah, no, it is good. And I made up, I mean, you know, I think last time we talked, I don't think I'd been on the fans forum for very long last time.
Right.
You know, when we talked, and, you know, it was probably a little bit of a trial and sort of, you know, voting on someone, you know, sorry, a couple of us on international, having an international brief, because, you know, nothing is seen as a local club and what have you. So doing that. So what's been really good is that, you know, we've been able to, you know, feed in, you know, ideas and feedback on this. And, the big thing that I'm really pleased about is, you know, Jürgen Menke made this point today, you know, in some of his media interviews about, you know, and I think this is dead important, you know, exploring the commercial strategy and the partnerships that we can develop that I hope gives us a long-term standing and opportunities to build a commercial and the revenue and all the rest of it's really exciting and obviously critically important to the growth of the club, especially when you think about the stadium and the opportunities that will bring. But the bit that I really tuned into what he said was, you know, you've also got to look after the core. And I think that's absolutely spot on, because, you know, sometimes football fans can be fickle, can't they? And they can, you know, be with one team one day and another one the next. So I think we've got to make sure that us lot that have invested in Everton and will never let it go, you know, we continue to feel part of this story. So that's the bit that we're gonna keep sort of focusing in on. And also is another, let me just make a plug for the fans forum if I can, Jerry. Am I allowed?
Man, come on. Come on, you think you're going to come on here and I'll be like, no, I'm sorry. No, you can't. I draw the line there, Tony. No, plug.
Just never spout that bile again. So look, we're recruiting to the fans forum right at the moment. So there are five open slots because a number of people, their terms finishing. So the application process has actually been open since the 2nd of April and it closes this Sunday. You can access that and get more information if you go to the fans forum part of the website. But, you know, look, I think the aim of the fans forum is to, you know, have representation of the entire fan base. And, you know, we've done a little bit, you know, Joe and I on international, and we hope that that's moving in the right direction. But if people want to get involved, I mean, you know, the announcements today are a pretty clear signal around where the club's going to go. So if you want to be part of that and make sure that, you know, we've all got a voice, whether it's in North America or anywhere else in the world, then get involved. You know, there's some really exciting stuff to get involved in the fans forum. The stadium obviously presents another set of opportunities. So there's lots of different areas. So visit the fans forum website. And if you're interested and you think you've got something to offer, get an application in. If you're successful, you'll get sifted for interview, and then it's down to Evertonians. You know, then it's out to the public vote.
Wow, yeah. I actually, when you said that, I was reminded. I was like, oh, I've seen. I guess it was Gwen post about this on the Carolina Toffees Facebook page. Yeah. I was like somebody. I was like, that's where I've heard it. Yeah, perfect. Yeah. So very cool. That's exciting for people who want to get involved, like right now. What a time. It's just crazy time. So it's a lot, just so for everyone, it's a lot to take in. You need a second to absorb it. I apologize. You're not going to get it. We have to move on. All right. So, but Tony, is there anything else we need to add? We need to add to this?
I think it's probably enough, isn't it?
Hey.
Sign up for the event. Sign up for Everton USA Live.
There you go. Sign up for the event.
Be part of the first ever fan festival for Blues. US
check it out, Everton USA Twitter page, I believe you said. Yeah.
Correct. Yeah. And it's on, there's a story on the main club website as well. You can register on that.
Okay. So that is your fill of good news, everybody. Okay. Wow. Because we have to move on to Everton things. Okay. And so, yeah, you've been warned. All right. So got to talk Brighton.
Really?
I know. So I don't really think we need to go into tremendous detail here. I just want to have a conversation with you. And I want to, it revolves around the Brighton game, because I feel like we're looking at two camps again on this result. Again, it reminds me of the City match. Remember when we played City, FA Cup, there were people out there who were like, no, we got beat. We lost, not good enough. And then there were other people who said, you know what? Thought we did pretty well, and we lost to one of the best teams in the world right now. I feel like I've seen two main camps on this, on the Brighton game. There's been the, you know what? We had a ton of injuries, and we're fine with the strategy, and the result is not a loss. Then there's the other camp that says, doesn't matter. That was dire. That's not good enough. I don't care how many injuries we have. Why does it always have to be two camps and that's it?
It's always two camps and someone's always to blame.
Yeah, always. Got to blame. Got to point. Pointing is fun. It's also makes you feel good. Makes you feel like someone's responsible.
Exactly.
Right? I feel like you're going to bring me a perspective here that I haven't heard yet. So I'm curious. What do you think about this, Tony?
Don't build me up like that. Don't build me up like that. Well, I think you're right. I think you're right, and I think it seemed to really, really. It was much more apparent after the Brighton game. I think there's been rumblings about that for a while, actually. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel as though, you know, that sort of narrative, and you know, I think you've got sort of a group that's sort of ultra defensive, and you know, particularly around Carlo. And then you've got those that are like, I don't care who he is. I just want my team to win, and we're not playing with any style, and there's no conviction, and there's no shape, and there's no passion, and what have you. I'm in the former camp of, you know, if you look at where we were when he came and where we are now, if you look at the context in which he came, if you look at the signings he's made, if you look at the stats around the availability of some of those key signings, I think there's something, you know, I think Doucouré, DCL, Alan, James have played together. There might be not, maybe Richie as well, I'm not sure, have played together six times all together at one point, you know, during the season, and we've won five of them. So, you know, and, you know, we haven't had the personnel that's available. I think we've been skewed by the great start. You know, we were completely out the blocks. You know, we'd won the league by September. You know, we were, you know, just delirious with what was happening. We were seeing some exciting football as well. We were scoring loads of goals. So that obviously sort of builds the expectation there. I think that combined then with, you know, it's been a mad season, hasn't it? You know, and
weird.
and people, you know, clubs have slipped. I mean, you only have to look at the other lot. You know, their fall from grace. Shame.
Oh.
You know, that, you know, so it's been a it's been a proper roller coaster season, hasn't it? So I get all that, and I sort of see that context. And I think obviously we've been completely depleted with, you know, with injuries to key players at certain points. There was that time when Dean, you know, obviously and Richie was out. It cut a lot of the supply into DCL, so you know he wasn't scoring for a while. So my perspective is that, you know, there's issues at hand that have prevented us from taking those opportunities. The problem is though, mate, we've all spent our lives looking at that table before a game saying, well, if we beat, you know what I mean? And then you can just insert now, can't you? You know, if we beat Villa, you know, whoever else, whatever it is, you know, we'll be top, you know, and it go, you know, if only we beat them, we'll be, you know, we'll be fourth and what have you. And that's the bit that, I'll be honest with you, is pretty frustrating, isn't it? And it's because, you know, and then we beat them in the derby after 22 years, and you think, is this it? You know, we've the taboo's gone. We've managed to, you know, really get that off our back, and you think maybe that brings back the belief. But I think, to be fair, I understand why people get pissed off, frankly, because we've been here so many times. And there's so many times when you just think, you know, these players can pull it off and show a little bit more desire and belief and leadership, and it just doesn't happen. Now, back to the other camp, I'll hop back over. You know, the other thing is that, you know, when we've got some of those key players out, can we really expect anything different? Because we've been saying the same about the core crop. Mm-hmm. For the last sort of 4 or 5 seasons, that, you know, on all their frailties and weaknesses. So, you know, again, but look, football's an emotional game, isn't it? And I hate it when we get beat. It's really tough to tackle. But I must say, I'm more in there. You know, look, I hate us getting beat. I think we're missing opportunities that we should be taking advantage. But I think, you know, bigger picture, and I know this isn't everybody's view, I think we're moving in the right direction. I hope that there's a longer term strategy that we can develop, you know, whether Brands is part of that or not. My slight fear is that Carlo is going to look for some short term fixes again. So, if we don't make Europe, for example, and it's looking pretty unlikely at the moment based on current form, you know, is he going to go out there and maybe, you know, look for some of his former friends and people that he feels he can rely on that are maybe towards the end of their career, and does that then stunt the growth of some of the people coming through? You know, we had Thierry Smalls, didn't we, recently, talking about, you know, how he wanted to play football and he didn't want to sit behind, you know, and Cuckoo and, you know, and Luca Dean. So, you know, these are all things that, you know, we've got to think about. But I'm still in there, you know, let's see the bigger picture. We're moving in the right direction. But it doesn't take the pain and the hurt away of losing out on these opportunities time and time again.
Yeah, and
really brought this down.
Yeah. It happens. We had to talk about Brighton, and it was going to happen, you know. But I just want to make sure. I like to, you know, be like, hey, elephant, I'm letting you know. I know you're there, right? Yeah. And that's just kind of let it happen. See, I'm not a big fan of. Preaching when it comes to, like, you know, oh, you're supposed to feel this way as a fan, you know, because I look at some of the people that may be a little more negative, and they, you know, I see people saying, you know, Carlo got it wrong with selection and approach and everything. And you know what? I bet you can make an argument. Cool.
Yeah.
You know, and some of those same people could say, why are we setting up to draw against Brighton? You know, that's the kind of thing we should be doing against, you know, City, not Brighton, you know? And so I get where they're coming from. I do. Yeah, and I get the anger, you know, be angry. That's fine. I happen to be more in the former camp like yourself. I feel like we were missing 10, 11 players. It's a lot. And once I saw the starting lineup, I told my buddy, I said, you know, I'm worried we're going to play for a tie here.
Yeah. You know? I know. It is. Yeah. And I think you know, those two games, you know, the Brighton game and the Palace games, you know, that could have been the springboard, couldn't it? And should have been the springboard. Yes,
absolutely.
Now we've got a tough game tomorrow, Friday, and then we've got Arsenal, and then, you know, we've still got Villa twice and West Ham. I mean, I suppose the plus side of that is, you know, some of those are around us. So, you know, if we can sneak points off them, then, you know, and get wins off them, that'd be good. But on current form, it feels a little bit difficult that we're going to do that. But that's the point, isn't it? Again, it's the emotion, and I understand it, and I'll never ever tell an Evertonian how to react, but it's very extreme, isn't it? It's either, you know, the whole thing's a complete disaster, and we need a fresh slate, and, you know, we need a new board, and he's broken, and what have you, and some of those elements might be right or might be wrong, or, you know, more accurate. Or there's the other camp, which is, well, hang on, there's a project, let's stick with it. We can't, you know, we need some continuity and what have you. But, you know, I think certainly Twitter.com doesn't help that debate sometimes.
Yeah. You know, I personally grew up being a, like, Wake Forest basketball fan. So I'm a believer. All right. Okay. You know, like, as long as, like, we're still fighting for something. We're still playing for something. We're not mathematically out of stuff. There's stuff to play for. There's places to play for. And so I'm going into every match thinking, like, I don't know. I'm positive. I can't help it. It's just kind of where I want to be. You know, I feel like Europe's still a possibility. Like, I realize everybody's, like, you know, saying not really. And if we base it on current form, are you serious? I get it. I really do. But at the same time, we're getting some people back, and we're about to talk about that in just a minute when we talk about the Spurs match. So yeah. While we're saying that, let's just go ahead and move on to the Spurs match to kind of segue into it. Because, to be honest with you,
from Brighton.
Yeah,
it's gone.
Yeah, it's gone. I don't even know what we're talking about. So, Friday, Spurs, currently seventh in the Premier League with 49 points. They're 14-7-10. Their previous three matches, 3-1 loss to United, 2-2 draw with Newcastle, a 2-0 win over Villa. They are as inconsistent as they come. Possible lineup could be looking at Lloris, Doherty, Davinson Sanchez, Alderweireld, Reguilon, Højbjerg, Ndombele, Gareth Bale, Lucas Moura, Son, and Harry Kane. But for us, coming back, we have Pickford coming back into the fold. We have Alan coming back. And Josh King, which we have no idea if he's even going to play ever. And Andre
Gomes.
Yeah. So, and who's not going to be there? DCL. That's the bad news. Yerry Mina, he won't be there. And then at least one obvious one, Delphin Bernard. You had to expect at least one of those.
The ever-present Fabian Delph.
he's busy perfecting the basics of football.
Absolutely. I'm telling everybody about it.
All right, so.
But you know what you said there about, I think it was interesting about the inconsistency. The other thing as well, and I was talking to somebody about this earlier today, is, Jose doesn't seem like a particularly happy man at the moment.
No, he doesn't.
You know that cycle that he seems to go through where everything's fantastic. He generally, you know, seems to have an impact. Things don't go his way. He might not get, you know, maybe some of the investment that he needs. And then he starts to be very critical of the people around him.
Players.
His team. Yes. And it feels like we're maybe inching towards that a little bit again. You know, we've seen it at every club that he does. So, I don't know, maybe it isn't necessarily a happy camp there. So maybe we can take a little bit from that.
I mean, why not? They're there. I hate to catch them after a loss. You know, an inconsistent team that does have talent and does have a quality manager. I hate to catch them after a loss. I have no idea whether they're gonna Now, I mean, I feel like they're gonna hang back, you know, and they'll be trying to keep it keep the score at 1-0. I think we could see that. It's just a thing they do. I think a big thing is gonna. I'm really curious as to how we're gonna line up. You know, I think Pickford's gonna be back and start.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And I got a weird feeling that even though Mina's out, that we will still roll with like a back five based on who we have healthy right now. I mean, without Mina, I mean, Holgate works really well in a back as one of those three center backs, you know, running Holgate, Keane, and Godfrey. And Coleman's been playing well, Luka Dean. I mean, I feel like we sort of have to start them in that formation. And especially since we have no DCL, last week we rolled with two sort of strikers, right? On Monday we had James and Richarlison starting up top.
I agree with you on Coleman. Yeah, and I think you're right about Coleman. I thought he was outstanding in the last game.
Yeah. He's just looked good lately, you know?
Yeah, no, he is. I mean, I guess for me, it's how are we gonna try and provide some form of attack and force? Because I just don't believe that we've been able to do that at all. And you know, when you've got someone like Hammers in the side, I mean, he made one pass the other night against Brighton, that slide rule pass. I think was it to Gilfy? And it was just, you know, if you've got people then on the end of it that can finish it. So I think he'll start with King tomorrow, won't he?
Oh, King? Yeah.
King.
Oh, King? You think he will?
I think he might get in the run out.
I would love to see that. I was thinking it's going to be, you know, Pickford five in the back, and then you've got your three in the middle, and then just two up top.
So who have you got in the middle?
The wrong people, certainly. it's just me trying to predict what he's going to do. I thought it may be Davies, Alan, and Gomez, or Gomes.
Isn't he Gomes? He's injured.
Well, I heard he's back.
Oh, really? Oh, I hadn't seen
according him. According to the press conference from earlier today, he's supposed to be available. I believe that's correct.
Okay.
So,
take your word for it. I hadn't seen that actually.
And I could, but honestly, could I see? I mean, Gilfy. Could easily see Gilfy starting.
He seems to have a lot of faith in Gilfy, doesn't he?
He does. He really talks
a lot about his sort of football brain and knowledge, and obviously he's given him the captain's armband as well. So yeah, he seems to have some sort of unswerving loyalty to Gilfy that feels as though he's always gonna get an option to play. I'm not quite sure the Everton fan base believes that either, but so yeah, he might give him a run out. Do you know what? Tomorrow, I get a little bit frustrated at sort of talking through some of the systems and the gaps and whatever. I just want to see us come out tomorrow with some genuine desire, you know, some fight, knowing that we've got a handful of games to really go for something. That was a very realistic target not that long ago in Europe. And, you know, one of the things that, you know, really disappointed me about the last two games is, you know, it's within our grasp, or it certainly was more within our grasp two games ago. So, you know, I want to see a group of players that believes that it can, you know, take on a team, albeit with its strengths, put some fight in, put some passion in, and obviously win.
I kind of, that's
sort of where I've got to at the moment. I'm whatever the formation is and whatever they play, the constant gap for me has been, you know, where, you know, and this isn't very scientific, and the stats people will be thinking, what's he talking about? Which is fine. But that's what I want to see tomorrow, is a bit of belief and a bit of confidence that, you know, we can actually do this.
No, I learned a while back, I feel like you got to have the stats and you got to have the eyes.
Yeah, for sure.
A little bit of both. Yeah. So you're talking eyes, you're talking gut, you're talking heart, right?
Yeah.
Stats are there. That's fine.
Yeah.
they're totally useful and helpful.
Yeah, but and I agree.
Yeah, but at the same time, I don't put everything on them. You know?
No.
It's like, I think if you do, then you're like believing in straight like Moneyball systems. And I don't necessarily feel like that's just the way to go all the time. So.
Not with Everton.
Well, hell no. So having said all of that.
Yeah.
By the way, I will say I would love to see Josh King get a run out. I would just love to see it happen.
Yeah, definitely.
I just want to see us give him a chance to earn something.
Yeah.
Love to see it.
And there you go. There's an example of a player. I mean, you know, there's not that long. The indications are that, you know, I mean, he hasn't been used much, has he? So maybe there's a story there that, you know, Carlo doesn't like him, and who knows, you know, only Carlo knows. But, you know, there's somebody that has got, you know, a number of games now to make a mark, whether it's either to try and convince Carlo to stay or whether it's to sort of win a contract with another club. I saw he was linked to a couple of Turkish clubs today. But, you know, maybe it's an opportunity for him to, you know, to really seize that and prove something, you know, and we can benefit from that. So, yeah, let's see if we can give him a run out.
Yeah. Score? Prediction?
I'm going to go for 1-1 tomorrow.
Okay. That's what I wrote down. 1-1 draw right there at the bottom. 1-1 draw. But you know what? I'm going to change it. I've been swept up in this wave of positivity. Something has happened. I've been tossed about. I'm going to say 2-1. I'm going to say 2-1, and we're going to win. Why? Because no one sees it coming. Because no one thinks it's going to happen. And for some reason, we tend to do well in those kind of circumstances these days.
I love it. I love the positivity. I've changed my mind 3 times.
I mean, if you want someone to give you some irrational, founded on very little positivity, I can be your guy, Tony.
I'll take it. And also, if we don't win 2-1, I'll now blame you.
Shit. You know what? Oh. Bring it. It's cool. You know, I'll try to bear that.
I'll text you. I'll text it. You know, I'll tell you something. Me and my dad, when I used to go to the game with my dad when I was back home, we never spoke about this, but there was like an underlying sort of superstition that we clearly both had. Mm-hmm. But we never sort of, you know, let on to each other or acknowledged it. And we before each game, and we'd stand, we've been in the family enclosure, but we used to go to the park end before my kids started going. Mm-hmm. And we stand, and every game I'd say to my dad, "What do you think today, Dad? You know, what do you reckon?" And he never ever said that we'd win, ever. And like, it didn't matter if we were playing Telford in the cup or, you know, in the cup or Man United or Liverpool, he'd never say that we'd win. He'd say, "Going to be a tough one today. You know, I think it might be a draw." The most positive thing I ever got out of him was he'd say, "Well, we should win." But I'm convinced that it was just his coping mechanism.
Yeah, absolutely. That makes total sense, man.
You know, and he's 89 now. So he's been coping. He's been using that mechanism for a long, long time.
Hey, it's working. You know, if he's coping every time, hey, you know, that's
it
awesome.
I'll still blame you if we get beat.
Good, because my kids are probably blaming me every time. Like, "Oh, you're making us Everton fans." I'm like, "Yeah, there's no other way to be, guys. Sorry."
Absolutely.
It's either that or you sleep in the yard. Have fun.
Exactly. You're stuck.
Tony, so that is the end of the show, my friend. We are finished. Any last stuff plug back in?
I think we've done it all.
Right on.
You know, if you're interested in the fans forum, check it out. If you think you've got something to offer, lots of exciting stuff to be involved in. So please do. And then obviously, you know, for the Blues out here, then, you know, get on to Everton USA Live and be part of something pretty special. First one ever.
Hey, strange things are afoot, everybody. Let's do this. It's very, very exciting. Exciting times abound. All right. Tony, you're the man. Thanks so much for coming on, man.
Thanks, mate.
Always good to talk to you. Always good to
catch you. Yeah, you too. Yeah, it's great. Great. Thanks for having me on. And keep up the brilliant work, mate, as well. It's great to see you having different people on from different parts of the States as well and spreading the word. So keep up the good work, my friend.
It's a lot of really nice people coming on, and they're all so thoughtful in everything they're saying. They're mindful of their Everton opinions. It's always kind of cool to kind of hear where they go with it. And to be honest with you, a lot of them are positive like myself, which is really, I can't get over it because I'm not used to it at all. So it's really great. But thanks so much again, Tony. Everybody, Chicago Evertonians, if you're in the Chicago area, check that out. EFC Fans Forum, check that out as well. And frankly, I mean, you have something to offer. That's how this kind of stuff works. So if you feel it in here, you want to get involved, you want to be a part of this enormous Blueniverse. Just made that up.
Yes.
Hey, just made that up. I'll get my coat.
I'm going to tweet that in a minute.
So if you want to be a part of that, it's a really great time to be a part of it and to get embedded in this community and connect. So it's a really hell of a time to connect. So anyway, there's that. Also, if you're digging, to take care of a little shop talk here, if you're digging what you're hearing and what you're seeing, please subscribe to the Toffee Blues via podcast or via our YouTube channel. We'd really appreciate it. All kinds of really cool content from some really intelligent, interesting characters who come on and contribute to the channel. They're awesome, and they let me hang out sometimes, and they don't call me names all the time. It's great. Not all the time, just sometimes. Anyway, check out the Toffee Blues on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, and also check out the Toffee Blues website. All things Everton on there. A lot of cool cats on there writing all kinds of stuff. That's all I got. That's all I got. Tony, take care of yourself.
Thanks, mate.
Take care.
You too.
Take care of the fam. Stay safe. Sounds like everything's going well for you.
You too, mate. Stay safe. Thanks for having me on. It's been great to catch up with you, mate.
As always, man. Everybody else out there, 3 points would be straight up divine. Let's make it happen. Much love to you out there. Take care and bye.